You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Before you get to the engagement part of your relationship, you have got to go through the dating. And we were having a little chat off the air about lettuce wraps. And now, bear with us on this.
Random
party of three here. But lettuce wraps, in particular, the kind that you used to getting at Chinese restaurants, P.F. Chang's kind of thing, lettuce wraps, right?
Sure.
You fill them up.
And I was, and Jeremy's telling me they had a buddy of his who used to be able to make them spot on, like the major restaurant chains. And I was like, you know, are those good for you? Are they not good for you? Are they healthy? Are they unhealthy?
I don't know what the middle is. What is all that stuff? Maybe some sort of chicken in there with some
chicken.
Chicken.
Then I don't know what else.
Cashews.
Crispy noodles. No, I think it's like the water chestnut. I think what makes them bad is the sauce with, you know, it's like a sodium
bomb.
That's
what I'm worried about. Yeah. It's a big MSG bomb or something like that.
It's all right. Totes worth
moderation.
It.
But then the next thing you know, the conversation strayed into the whole idea of whether or not that was a good date food. And Emily, you are absolutely right.
I dare you to find a worse food than the lettuce wrap.
I wouldn't do that. Lettuce wraps are a horrible
first date food. We're talking like sloppy. You have to have years of commitment under your belt before you can eat
things
that
are falling
around,
out of your mouth.
Yeah, someone
said spaghetti in like a meat sauce was the worst because you cannot look dignified eating spaghetti.
Right, because you usually have, you should have a bib on, probably.
Right, that's what's, but you cannot look dignified.
Nope, I've got the ultimate.
It's kind of cute. What?
I'm going to kill both of these.
No.
Wings. You can't go on a date and eat
wings. Don't eat meat off the bone. You're right.
You're
That's
slurping.
Disgusting.
You got the sauce all around your lips, all over your fingers, multiple napkins, and that food will invoke snot coming out of your nose. If it's too hot, your eyes will water and snot will pour from your nose.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate no date.
If we opened up our phones here early this morning,
a quick thing
right now, call and tell us the worst, and this is a first date. So you don't even know the person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the worst first date foods. Emily says lettuce wraps.
Yes.
Jeremy says wings. I say spaghetti. If you can add to the list of the worst foods you could possibly eat on a first date, call us immediately at 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649, and let's see what our listeners have to add to this list.
Light them up. Come on.
I would also like to add to the chicken lettuce wrap or vegetarian lettuce
wrap.
Sure,
go ahead.
The contouring of your head, that you like the angle that you have to eat the wrap because of the juices and everything.
You get kind of funky.
Not only is it like a little alien, I mean, you could pull something. I mean, there's serious injury involved.
There's that. And then it's the same thing that goes along with eating tacos. And I don't want to take the fire from our listeners. You might want to call in with these. But a taco is the same thing. You have to turn, then it crumbles.
Yeah, but the shell is stronger than a piece of iceberg.
Oh, it would have to be a soft shell. Taco.
Right. The better grip.
Yeah.
Less break.
All right. Mix 100. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Pam.
All right. So what's the worst first date food?
Peel and eat shrimp.
Oh.
Yes. Right.
Who are you dating, Pam?
Get your thumbs in there.
Well, this was almost 40 years ago at a restaurant in Denver called Victoria Station.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And the smell of the shrimp.
Hey, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Peel and eat.
Thank you.
Peel should never be involved on a first date.
We're going to go through these calls quickly, so if the line's ringing, just be patient. Good morning. Who's this? Hello. And goodbye.
Gone.
Mix 100. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Joe.
What's the worst first date food, Joe?
Crab legs.
Yes.
Good call. How good.
What's with all the hate on the seafood, man?
Well, that's a cracking and things are flying
and
your hands are wet.
You never get that fish smell off your fingers. I don't know how many of those towelettes you use.
Right.
Or your breath. I mean, if you're going in for that kiss later.
As long as you both ate it, you're fine.
What was the Tom Hanks movie? Was it Splash? When they go and they're eating crab legs and she's just tearing it up and pieces are flying everywhere? Buddy, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Mix 100. Hi, what's your name?
Lizzie,
what's the worst first date food?
Barbecue ribs.
Yeah, yes! Anything off a bone.
That's up there with wings.
What we're finding here, too, is that it's anything that you eat with your hands is going to be bad.
Yeah.
Lettuce wraps, tacos.
All over your face.
Ribs.
Or if you feel like you have to floss when you're done eating it, you can't eat that on a first
date. Corn on the cob.
Right, corn on the cob. You cannot look dignified doing that.
Do you eat a lot of barbecue?
I'm from Iowa. I like corn on the cob.
There you go. Same, yeah. Girl.
Listen, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
I'd be all right with that, I think.
I once told somebody, I said, look, if you're going to go on a first date, the first rule is you order a food that you must eat with a knife and fork.
Yeah, see, I think, like, what if it's like just a lovely, like, little appetizer spread, maybe a little calamari? That's a finger food, and that's okay.
Hand foods are not
good. That's okay.
Good morning. What's your name?
Haley.
Haley, what's the worst first date food?
Okay, so I do have to agree with the lettuce wraps. I had those yesterday on a date, and I agree. That is the awful. Yeah.
There's going to be no second date, is there?
No second date.
No, seriously. That was the first time I've ever had them, and I was like, this is awful. But they were good.
Wait a minute. Now, they taste delicious. They're fantastic. Yeah. This was your first date with somebody?
No, it wasn't my first date with someone. Like, we had, like, hung out before, but we'd never, like, gone out.
Right.
And so he used to go to Chinese, and I was like, okay, cool. But, I agree, lettuce wraps. But also spaghetti.
Yes. Yep. It's too messy.
Spaghetti is so hard to eat.
You cannot look dignified slurping spaghetti.
No, you cannot.
Do you have to bite through the noodle? Do you suck it in? What
do
you
do? Spin it on your fork?
Come on, lady.
Just spin
in a
it
tram.
On your fork.
That's the perfect first date food.
Yeah. Listen, you have a great day. Appreciate
Thank
you listening
you.
To
or
the show.
Or anything with chopsticks, too. They're hard to use.
Well, for you.
Can I get a fork?
Because you're a clumsy
no.
boy.
Give me a fork.
Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Robbie.
All right, Robbie. Worst first date food?
Pho. Vietnamese pho. Like pho. A noodle kind of bowl.
Yeah. That's worse than
with the wings. It's steaming your face. Yeah. Nose starts running. And you're slurping all over the place.
You're
crazy.
Slurping.
Right, you can't chop.
The good thing about pho restaurants is all the play on the names that they make these days.
One, two, three, no, pho.
No, yeah,
no that is one.
That's a good one. Well, I like the one that's called...
Adding king at the end of it.
Yeah, that's old.
Right.
But I like there's one that's called real, so it's called pho real.
Beautiful. Oh, nice. I would eat that.
That's real street.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Good morning. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Piper.
Hey, turn your radio all the way down, okay?
Piper.
Hey, Piper. What's the worst first date food?
Probably fast food.
Oh.
Fast food?
Well, that speaks more to the man that's taking you out than the food, really.
Right, yeah. I got news for you, Piper. I don't know. How old are you?
24.
Okay, listen, 24 years old. If you're going on a first date with a guy and he's taking you through like a Burger King drive-thru.
You don't like that?
Don't go on a second date, Piper, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen. We're changing lives here. Thanks for being on me.
24, my left foot.
She's like 10. Hot pockets.
Bagel bites.
Pigs in a blanket.
And a juice box. Thanks for your Piper. Calls today.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.